an interesting Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra says in Shemos, by Moshe Rabbeinu, when he came back, and he took his family. Vayikach Moshe Sishtav Esbono Vayakivim Alachamor Vayosho in Shemos. After he accepted the Shlichus, so it says Vayelach Moshe Vayosho Yesachosno. So he went to ask Mershus to leave. So Vayosho Moshe Minyan Lechshuv Mitzrayim Ki Meisa Kol Noshem Vavashem Esnafshecho Vayikach Moshe Sishtav Esbono Vayakivim Alachamor Vayosho Atzom Mitzrayim. So the Ibn Ezra says that v'choshav, he says, laholich ishto bonav Mitzrayim, v'sheyetzu yachdav im Yisrael. Now we'll all go out together. V'lohoysa etza nachona. Wasn't a good idea. Ki hu bo lahotzi Yisrael. V'heim yirusha bo im ishto v'im bonav logosham. So it wasn't a good idea from a political standpoint. Because it gave the appearance, so he wanted to take them down the shul, go out together, be part of the Yitzhiyah, should be together. They should be able to participate in Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim, which was a tremendous thing. But Ibn Ezra says that that was a good idea for them, in terms of them, but in his role as a leader, it was a mistake. It was bad. Because it gave the appearance that there's some permanence, there's some value to living in Mitzrayim, because Mitzrayim was an unbelievable place. It was the center of civilization, and it was a tremendous draw to Mitzrayim. So it gave the appearance that this is good. This is a good thing. Mitzrayim is a good place to live. So that appearance was bad because that idea to have the people think even momentarily favorably about the fact that Mitzrayim is a good place to be is a bad thought. It's a bad thought for the people. And if your mission is to get the people out, you don't want to in any way imply that, you know, to build up in the minds of the people the value of the place. It's like there's an issue of the Raisa to say that to praise a base the architecture of a base of a kachavik. So why? The reason is because any positive element is bad. It makes the person think that it's a good person. The person isn't logical, so the person has a good feeling towards it. That's bad. So that's what Ibn Ezra is saying, that he made a mistake. It was good for them, but as a leader, it was a mistake because he was conveying the notion in their minds, even momentarily, that there's a value to live in the center of civilization. Mitzrayim, he's coming there with his family to move there. This is a good place. So that's what Ibn Ezra says. So that's what Ibn Ezra says. Ibn Ezra says, he says like this. He says, he continues. He says, "Va'al tetama eich yachshov novi b'divrei ha'olam davar she'inin nochon." Maybe you'll wonder, so how come? And the ultimate novi, the Adon HaNeviim. How could he make a mistake in a practical matter? He says, don't think that that's not possible. Why? Ki hine matzonu de David shoal el noson hanavi. David es noson hanavi hayesh yosho livnos bias l'Hashem. Is it the right thing to build a bias l'Kadosh Baruch Hu? V'hu eshiv kol asher b'levavcha aseh v'Hashem imach. Do everything Hashem is with you. U'balayla nemar b'levu asher yom al David shehu lo yivneh bias. So you see that the Navi, the Navi doesn't always do the correct thing. He's not infallible. He makes mistakes. Okay, see, that's, by the way, I mean that's the whole mistake today with the idea of Das Tera. They think there's such a thing as a magical Das Tera. I mean, there's not a Goyim Lahavdil will have an idea like that. Infallibility to the Pope. But in Yadis, we don't have such an idea. That's an Avodah Zarah idea. But the idea, there is an idea of Das Tera, which means that a person that's a Talmud Chacham, because he's a Talmud Chacham, he knows how to think better, because the science of Chachma really is Shas, is the place where a person really learns the derech of thinking. And also, the Talmud Chacham has a different framework in terms of his existence. Is in a different framework. Oh, it's in Yisrael. Oh, I can't believe it's in Yisrael. Okay, it's in Yisrael. All right, yeah. That's right. Yeah, yeah. Rashi corroborates the Ibn Ezra's pshat, by the way, in Yisrael. Rashi's in Yisrael on Achashi Lochecha, on Pasuk Beis. So Pasuk Beis, it's right in the beginning of Yisrael. So I see, yeah, Yudches. He says, right. Lechen atam alichen amal atzrim amal roshon amal mitzdarim vata balos valayim. Right. So, so the Ibn Ezra is, it's a chazal, what the Ibn Ezra is saying. So the Ibn Ezra, so you see that the Navi can make a mistake, okay? But there is a true idea of Das Torah, as I mentioned, that there is a way of thinking that a Talmud Chacham derives from Torah, and also the Talmud Chacham has a different frame of reference in terms of his reality is a different one. So his judgment is superior, and it's invaluable, but it's not infallible. Okay, you make mistakes. Okay, so so at any rate, so I had a question on this. Question on this Ibn Ezra: why did Ibn Ezra have to go to the case of Nason Hanavi? Why didn't he go to the parsha by Toldos, where Yitzchak Avinu? I mean, you don't need a big enough in Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu was about to make the worst mistake. He was going to give the brachas to Esav. So you see that not only a Navi, but one of the Avos, Yitzchak Avinu, was about to make a terrible mistake. And if that would have happened, the whole Klal Yisrael never would have come into existence. So why do you have to go to the case of with David and with Nasan? Okay. Yeah.
What?
Right. Yeah. So what I wanted to say was like this: that the idea of a of. All right. Okay. Isn't this thing down? Yeah. Okay, by Avram, I mean you don't see at least in the Pesukim a clear cut decision. It says Vayera Dova, bothered him. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu said Sarash Malakol. But over here is a clear cut error, clear cut decision to give the brachas to the wrong person. I mean this is a clear cut case. Well, so why does he have to go to the case of Nasa Navi? I mean here's you don't need a more clear cut case than this. That's my question. Yeah. Okay. So. That's the question. But my answer is the following. My answer is that the question is only because people don't really understand the idea, the pasuk, the psukim, where the pasuk says. Vayehav Yitzchak es Esav kitzai b'fiv. Rivka haves es Yaakov. What does it mean? It's not the psukim are not conveying the idea that the avos are above the emotion of ava for their children. See, it's not that they don't have that emotion. I mean, it's a pasuk. Vayehav Yitzchak es Esav. What does it mean? I mean, he loved him with the normal feelings of love that a father has for a son. I mean, it's that's built into the Bria. I mean, there's no a person could be the greatest Navi, but if he doesn't have that emotion, there's something wrong. I mean, it's an abnormality not to have it. So, but the Pasuk, you see what the Pasuk is saying is that Kitzayed b'fiv means because Yitzchak Avinu was on the highest level, he could never love him if he were evil. See, that would not be possible for the Navi. So the Navi Hashem could never allow his emotions to flow if it was an evil son, then that would break the emotion, because it would not be possible. You see. So Vayehav Yitzchak Etz Esav Kitzayed Befiv does not mean that because he brought him food, or Kitzayed Befiv has multiple meanings, Kitzayed Befiv, and that really is the intention of the pasuk to actually say it that way, Kitzayed Befiv, because it does have many meanings. There are many many things involved, and why the Ava of the father came about. You see, one of them was because Esav really was a person that he thought, that Yitzchak thought was a good person. And the truth of the matter is, that's what we said, we mentioned last Shabbos, and the truth of the matter is that Esav wasn't a pashut that Esav was a Russian. Rav Aaron Cutler's Hatzal, one time he gave a shiur for Torah Masoros. I mentioned he criticized the way they teach Chumash, and they teach Chumash like stories, he says, and Esav was like a wicked man, you know. So he says that's connected the whole derech. It's not a matter of if you learn Torah Shebachsav without learning every medrash, or without learning Torah Shebalpeh, that's okay. I mean, you learn Torah Shebachsav, but if you learn Torah Shebachsav in a manner which defies or denies the approach of Torah Shebalpeh, that's awesome. And that's awesome. So he says to depict Esav as a simpleton, like an evil type, an ordinary evil person, he says that's also to teach kids such an idea. He said, of course, it's muchach from the psukim. He says, what if he was such a rusher? What does he care what the old man says a few words over there? What's the difference to him? You see? So you see that it's not such a double pasha. Esau is not such an ordinary rusher. But the truth of the matter is, as I said last week, that what was the difference between, and to think that Yitzchak was simply fooled is also a mistake. That he was fooled like a person that doesn't have any sensitivity. The truth of the matter is that Esav was sincere. There was a sincerity in Esav. To understand Esav, the difference between Esav and Yaakov revolves around the realm of their bechira. That's really where the difference is. You see, Yaakov ishtam Yoshev aholim, so it means that his bechira revolved around Yedias Hashem. That was where the realm of his bechira, the person's bechira has a frame of reference. You see, a frame of reference. The frame of reference of his bechira was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was Yedias Hashem, Olo Shel Shem and Olo Shel Eva. So that's where his bechira was active. You see. Where was the frame of reference of the bechira of Esav? The frame of reference was Yitzchak. To Esav, Yitzchak was everything, and it wasn't just everything on a plane where he was afraid of his father. You see, it wasn't. He really valued his father. And he valued the ideas of his father, but it was tied to the personality of his father. And there's nothing wrong with that, because it's a mitzvah semer araisa, is uvo sidbach. So what does Chazal say? It means we have medabek betalmid chachamim. So you see that. That's correct. And the only thing was that in his bechira, He made a mistake. The frame of reference of his bechira couldn't be changed. So the Rambam says in the Mor, I believe somewhere, that certain people, that's the way they are. Everybody has limitations. You see, what did Klal Yisrael say to Moshe Rabbeinu? Daber ata imanu v'nishmo. V'al yedaber imanu v'kim penamos. Moshe Rabbeinu said, At the Dabar Leinos, this Tashish Kocha Kenekevo. What does it mean? He says, I wanted you to learn Nipiagvura. He says, so it means to say, but they saw they can't do it. Their frame of reference had to be Moshe Rabbeinu. There's nothing wrong with that. So they weren't on a level that their frame of reference, to be on a level that a person's frame of reference is directly Yedias Hashem, that's a very high state of existence. That's Lav Kol Adam Zocha. Lav Kol Chacham Zocha. That's a very, very difficult thing. Yaakov Avinu had it. That was Yaakov Ishtam Yoshev Aholah. Esav's frame of reference was Yitzchak. And you see, even if they, you see the covet that he had for his father was not just in the face of his father, but you see, when Yitzchak was Niftawas of a Yigroso, Esav Yaakov Bono. And Yaakov gave Esav covet because he was the Bechor, he was the older one. So, the Rashbam says. So you see that it wasn't just a guise. There was a sincerity there in terms of Esav's relationship to Yitzchak. I mean, he respected Yitzchak, and he loved his father more than just on an emotional plane. I mean, it was for what he stood for what he represented, for the ideas, for his Derech HaChayim. How could he have any respect for him if he thought his Derech HaChayim is crazy? It doesn't make any sense. He wasn't a fool. And so you see, he was torn. I mean, he was torn, but that's what Bechira is. He was torn. But the relationship to Yitzchak was a sincere one, because that was the frame of reference. The underlying frame of reference was sincere and was correct, and he recognized the godless of Yitzchak Avinu, and it's obvious, like Avraham Kotlozatzal said, you see from how he cried when he lost the brachas. I mean, that's the biggest riot. You see that he recognized down deep, he knew what Yitzchak was, his godless, what he stood for, and that he's right. But he was weaving in and out of his framework of Bechira. Within the framework of Bechira, he was in and he was out. And the raya that I brought last week was the raya from Machalas, yeah. Because it says, Vayar Esav kiroz benos kinon b'enei Yitzchak aviv. Vayelach Esav el Yishmoel vayikach as Machalas bas Yishmoel ben Avraham achos nevayas al nashu al isha. So Chazal say Machalas, it's v'alo basmas Yishmo, why they call Machalas? Because mikan shen nimchu lo kalavonasav. So what does it mean, shenimchu lo kolavon asav? It means to say that it was chozer b'tshuva. So you see that it was sincere. Vayar Esav kiroz benos kinon b'ene Yitzchak aviv. So he had to hear a tshuva. He was chozer b'tshuva. For a moment, it took machalas. Nimchu lo kolavon asav. He really was miwak. As Chazal say, that's what the minig of a chasim that he fasts is based on this. Because that the day that the person gets married is like a new haschala. What does it mean? The idea is that when a person gets married, it's he is in a state where he now has to reflect on his whole life and the future of his life and which direction his life is going to take. So therefore, at that moment, you see, Esav really, when he took Machalas, he changed. It was he intended to change his whole life. And Nimchalo Kalavanasov. Later he wasn't successful. Wasn't successful doesn't mean that he wasn't sincere at the time. He wasn't successful. A person is very, very intricate, and the person has free will, has bechira. But that's why vayehav Yitzchak es Esav kitzayed befiv is not, I just want to understand, it is not just a mistake that he was fooled, you see. There was a sincerity in Esav. He was chozer b'tshuva later. Rashi says Hosef Rishol Rishosav. Interesting. Rashi says why? Because he wasn't megarish the other ones. What does that mean? It means he didn't get around to it. Somehow or other, he started to slip back again, and then he kept the other ones. But at that moment, he recognized the truth, and he was summoning up all his energies to be chozer b'tshuva. And that was after. the ma'aser with the brachas, after the ma'aser of the brachas. So you see that he was not a simple person. Esav was not a simple person. And of course, what I'm saying is that the Chazal, what's a pasuk, Yitzhai b'fifth. But what I'm saying is that it is not a simple thing. In other words, a person, Yitzchak was not a fool, and Esav was not an actor. Esav, he couldn't have been, if he really was a true actor, he wouldn't care about Yitzchak. He would have no concern about it. Like Aaron Cutler's that's also. Now, what does he care? The old man says a few words. What difference does that make? Well, what does he care? Correct. So you see, what I'm trying to show you is that the personality of Esau is very complex. Chazal point out things, you have to know how to take the Chazal. It doesn't mean, Chazal try to point out things, and the best way to point things out is in the extreme. So many times Chazal mentioned things in the extreme form. It doesn't mean that you don't have to think into it any deeper and see what the real idea is. Yeah, he fooled him, not in the sense that he was insincere, he was very sincere, but he was flipping up and back. In other words, there was a sincerity there, but it was the realm of his bechira. And Yitzchak saw the sincerity, but he didn't see the other aspect. Bechira is not a person is not a simple phenomenon. You can't just say simply he's a Russian, he's a tzaddik. It's a very complex struggle within an individual. But Esav was sincere, and that's why Yitzchak really believed him. He didn't see deeper into his personality. That's what Chazal mentioning, that he fooled him with maestrousness. What they're trying to show you is that he didn't see deeper into the personality, but not that it was just a fraud. It wasn't simply a fraud. He couldn't fool Yitzchak, and Esav wouldn't. There's no reason for him to do it. To get a few sentences of bracha, well, what's the big deal? He wouldn't believe in it anyways. So the point I want to make is that it's not a simple matter. That Esav a Russia, yes, ultimately he was a Russia, but it wasn't a simple thing. That's what Avraham Kozal mentions, and he's raised in the base of Ram. How could you say any normal person who would be raised, have a grandfather like Avraham Avinu, would be moved? How could it be that he was that it didn't affect him? It's nonsensical. But that's what I want to point out, that you read the Rashi and the Chazal, and it sounds like on the surface you're just fooling him. That's a simpleton's way of learning Chazal. That's not what Chazal meant. It's not what Chazal meant. Chazal are explaining the pasuk Tzai B'Fiv, which means to say that if it weren't for the emotion of the Ava, the normal Ava that an Av has for a Bain, that Yitzchak had for Esav, if it weren't for that emotion, then he would have seen deeper into him. Vayehav Yitzchak es Esav kitzayed b'fir. That's what the Chazal express things in extreme to make you understand the point, to get drive the point home, so they do that. But you have to think into it. What it means is, Esav, there was sincerity in Esav. His frame of reference was his father. You see, Chazal say that no one can kind of keep it up like Esav. So you see that way, that you see what kind of a level he was on in terms of his what kind of a strength of character he was, and how he was mocking Yitzchak. There's no question about that. But that doesn't mean, just because a person is mocking or a great Talmud Chacham, that doesn't relieve him from the inner struggle and the bechira. We don't have a simplistic religion. A person can be mocker guttle, and he could be have sincerity insofar as that's concerned. That doesn't mean he's going to be a success in terms of his bechira. It's not that simple. But at the same time, to say he's a fraud is also not true. Person is a human personality is very complex. It's dynamic. It's complex. It's some Akov Alev Mikov Anusha. It's not a simple matter. So therefore, Yitzchak Avinu thought he was sincere. Yitzchak Avinu knew, by the way, Yitzchak Avinu knew that his frame of reference was different than Yaakov's. And this you can see from Rashi, because we mentioned this week also, that it says by Esav, it says, Vayikru Shemo Esav. But by Yaakov it says Vayikra Shema Yaakov. Vachrechen Yatza Ochi V'yodach V'chezel Vayikra Shema Yaakov. So Rashi says, what is Vayikra? Why did it say Vayikra over here? So he says a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Vayikra Shema Yaakov is a Kadosh Baruch Hu called Yaakov. So he said, what does it mean? What does it mean? Has a Kadosh Baruch Hu call somebody name? What does it mean? That Menashe Mayim, the word came out Yaakov? I mean, just at the right time. So Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam quotes this Chazal. I think the Sefer is on his grandfather, right? Isn't the Sefer the Rambam's, right? Pirush's grandfather. So he says that it was Nevuah. It was like Ruach HaKadosh. It was Derech Ruach HaKadosh. So what does it mean? It means to say that again. That to think Vachrechin Yotza Ochiv the Yodo Ochezes Bakev Esav, so just because they were born that way and he's holding on to his heel, so that's why you call him Yaakov. What kind of it's a silly thing. You don't call a child name for that. What's it got to do with it? So what? So it came out so he was holding on to his heel. So what does that mean? But that's what Rabbi Avraham ben Aram is explaining. It was Ruach HaKodesh, which means to say that when he saw the birth. And the Yodo Ochezes Ba'akev Esav, so he perceived it Derech Nevuah. It was a different kind of a perception. So then Vayikra Shma Yaakov. He knew that there's a significance to this event. It's not an ordinary occurrence, and that's why he called him Yaakov. It was Alpi Ruach Kodesh. So you see, and that's Chazal's Rashi. That's the Pshat in the Pasuk. So I'll ask you. So if that's the case, so wouldn't you say that Yitzchak Avinu would know right then and there that Esav is not the same as Yaakov? There's no Ruach HaKadosh by Esav. By Yikru Shmo Esav. Yeah, the answer is, of course he knew. Of course he knew. And he knew that Yaakov was different, that his realm of Bechira is different. His realm of Bechira is Yoshev Olam. He didn't see that he's also Kintara? Of course he saw. But that doesn't mean, just because Esav was born with a different framework of Bechira, doesn't mean that he's a Rasha. Doesn't mean a Rasha? That you can't do anything about. That's Menashe Mayim. I mean, that's something a person can't do anything about. What a person's predisposition is, he has no control over. The only thing he has control over is what he does with the given predisposition. That's what the Rambam explains in the Maariv. So, a father has a natural love for a child, and all the pasuk is saying is that emotion of love for a child was greater in the case of Esau. There's a lot of reasons why a parent feels the emotion stronger. It's a natural emotion. Of course, Kitzayat Befiv, if he were really a Russia, then he wouldn't allow the emotion to function, because he can't. It's evil. But it was, he thought he was good, and he had a natural love for him. So just because the other son's realm of Bechira is higher, doesn't have to affect the way the father's emotions are. It doesn't have to affect it. A lot of things affect the way of us. So his natural love was more facer. They felt sorry for him more. Whatever. I can't. We can't go into what the reasons are. I mean, it's a Yitzchak Avinu. We can't give reasons. But the pasuk says that was the way it was. You see, the Rifko Hevesis Yaakov. The horror emotions were more towards Yaakov. It doesn't. That has nothing to do with the good or with the tzaddik or Russia. Tzaddik or Russia is a different thing. Tzaddik or Russia is one thing. A person can be the greatest tzaddik. It doesn't mean that you're going to love him like your son. That's a different kind of a thing. It's a different realm. In terms of appreciation of an individual, that's a different area of a person's emotional life. A person has a love for tzaddikim. but he has a love for children. It's just two different things. I mean, two different things. So just because somebody's a big tzaddik, doesn't mean you love him like a child. It's a different kind of an emotion. You have to direct the emotion to the tzaddik, and it is an emotional experience as well, but it comes from a different source. And Pesukim are simply talking about this particular emotion, the rachmanis or the feeling of love that rachim doesn't mean rachmanis. Rachmanis means like rachim. It means he has feelings for close feelings for the child. So those feelings are natural feelings, and this is the way it worked out. This is the way it worked out. That his feelings were more phrases. Yeah. So the question was this. Somebody asked the question, what about this? Good question. What about the case of by Peretz and by and Zerach? Yeah, so if you take a look at the Ramban, the Ramban says over there also it's a sod. Also wasn't because of Acha Yatzu Ochid and Yerisha Yad Rashani. Well, also not because of, just because that happened. They called them Perach and Zerach. Ramban says it was a sod. Ramban says, oh, apparently from Ramban also it was the same idea of Ruach HaKadosh. Okay. So the... Yeah.
That I discussed another issue.
You don't give a person brachos because it would be a tzaddik gomer. That doesn't work that way. They're not cited. They try things like that. No. The brachos you have to. Why not? You don't give brachos in order to make them to a tzaddik. That's nonsense. And that's in a democracy. They believe that's the way it works. You give the person given the situation of a good person, and he's going to become a good person. Give him money, give him this and that, and he's going to act like a good person. But it doesn't work that way. But the reason was because he thought that Esav will really be the better one as for the political leader. For the political leader. And that's why he says, you see, what did he say before the Baruch says, Re'ei Re'ach B'ni K'Re'ach Sodash Berchad Hashem. What does that mean? He says, smells like an apple. I mean, what does it mean? And then it says right of the Yitin L'chol Akim and the Mepharshim tie them together. Therefore, the Yitin L'chol Akim Mikala Shemayim Mishmanei Oretz. What it means, Re'ei Re'ach B'ni K'Re'ach Sodash Berachad Hashem, it means to say that a leader has to have chayim. A leader, one of the elements of a political leader is he has to have chayim. So it says, Re'ei Re'ach B'ni K'Re'ach Sodash Berachad Hashem. It wasn't just the Reach, I mean, in general, you see that he has qualities that people like him. He's no Sechein. Why does a person put on perfume, colognes? Because you want to be no Sechein. It's appealing to people. It's a very big business. I mean, not for no reason at all. That's Re'ach B'ni K'Re'ach Sodash Berachad Hashem. Means he has appeal. He has natural appeal. People like him. He's no Sechein. So that was the. That's why the Yitin L'chol Akim Yitalash Manish Manei Arts. That was the reason. He thought he would be the one to be the political leader, and Yaakov will be the one that sits and learns. The theoretician sits and learns. The Chacham. So that was his idea. But interesting is in the parsha the struggle. It's talking about that Esav had a big struggle. The parsha really shows you the struggle, and I want to give, maybe it's my own shot, but there's a certain the psukim I think a little difficult. I mean, they demand an explanation. Yaakov, he recognized them. That's right. You know, it's interesting also to mention, and it says, Akol kol Yaakov vayadayim deyesa. Then it says, next part says, V'lo hikiro. Ki hayu yadav ki dey esav se'iros vayavarcha. It's a funny thing. Apparently it was Mesopic. So what does it say, V'lo hikiro? You see? What the pasuk means to say is that he was struck for a moment with a suffix, but the only thing that would resolve that suffix was if he was Makir Yaakov Avinu. In other words, if it's 50-50, he would drive himself to believing it was Esav because he wanted to give the brachas to Esav. That's what it says. It says, the pasuk says that, in other words, when it says, Hakol kol Yaakov Adayim de Esav was a suffix. So then it should say, so how did he convince himself? No. If it's a Akira, it should say whatever he decided, no. So the decision came from the Lo Ikiro, because he needed a mafkia, a hafkor, to be mafkia from the fact that it's Esav. If he'd been Makir Yaakov, then he'd drop it. But otherwise, he would convince himself that it's Esav because he wanted to give the brachas to Esav. That's what the pasuk is saying. Oh, yeah, so getting back to the question of the Ibn Ezra. Yeah. So the Ibn Ezra, let me answer the Ibn Ezra. So the answer to the question of the Ibn Ezra is that the Ibn Ezra is not saying that a Navi Hashem doesn't have emotional dynamics. There's no emotional dynamics in a Navi Hashem. Of course, he's a human being. He has to. So that's why, but what he's saying is, can he make a conscious error, an error in decision, you see, where it's simply a matter of determining what is right, not because he's involved in a situation of emotional dynamics. That, of course, that could happen to any person, any human being. That's no chiddush, you see. So that's why the Ibn Ezra didn't mention Yitzchak, because Yitzchak has a whole dynamics between Yitzchak and Esav. But by Moshe Rabbeinu, when he brought his family, that was a decision. Because it was a decision based upon the fact that he thought it's good for them to come out of Yitzchak's Mitzrayim together. But it was a mistake, because he should have thought that, what about Klal Yisrael? You see? So that he wanted, that's what the Ibn Ezra wanted to show. That a Navi can make a mistake. He can make a mistaken decision, you see. So that's why he says, you see, from Nasan and God, I'm not Nasan and God, I'm sorry, Nasan and David, the same thing. That by David HaMelech, Nasan and Navi made a mistake. That's what I'm right from Yitzchak. Okay. That the raya from Nasan Navi is perfect. Because over there was a pure decision. David HaMelech wanted to be born a bias. Yes, Nasan said, great, that's a good idea. Hashem Emach. And that was a mistake. You see what's a mistake?
No,
a man is asking is, why is that? Where do you see that from Nasan Navi that he could have, or that it was a mistake? That's a good question. But apparently, the reason was over there. What was the reason? Because David HaMelech reflected. He was a man of it was Mochama, a Zinish Mochama. So apparently the Ibn Ezra held that he should have thought of that, just like Moshe Rabbeinu should have thought of the fact that when you're taking your family down to Mitzrayim, you're getting people into their emotions, that you're praising, that you're living in the city of living in Mitzrayim. Living in such a metropolis. So over here too, Nasan and Navi should have thought of that. He should have said, just a minute. We're going to be, the Migdash affects people. That's the whole purpose of the Migdash. Maybe it's not right. Maybe it's not, because maybe you're an Ishmael. He should have thought of that. Apparently that's what the Ibn Ezra said. Okay. I understand it. By Avram Vino, I understand it. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, by Avram Vino also. It doesn't mean that the Navi isn't involved in dynamics and emotions, and it has to be. I mean, he's a human being. You're right. Okay. Yeah, intellectual judgment, like decision making. You see, like you understand? Like you ask a Navi, what should I do? No, that's what the Ibn Ezra is saying. Really. That's why it's no raya from here, and it's no raya from Avinu either, because that was also his son. That was Ishmael. He really thought that Ishmael was going to be the one that's going to carry on the whole Derech HaChayim of Avraham Avinu. Lui Yishmol Yichol Lefanecha. Yeah. But I wanted to. Yes. You see, Esav, it says, Kadosh Baruch Hu helped him to in terms of his Yerusha, Arseya, and the Paskin Varam. Okay. Wasn't standard. He was a Rasha in terms that he actually exercises Bechira properly, the answer is no. But he was not in ordinary Russia. That's what Avraham Kotler Zatzal said. He's raised in the house of Yitzchak Avinu. His grandfather's Avraham Avinu. He's going to be Stam of Russia. It doesn't make any sense. It's stupid. Okay. As Chazal mentioned Kibbut Av. Why did I mention Kibbut Av? Apparently, no mention that the Stam Azai. It shows you that that he was a gadol in the area. Yeah, so that's why they asked it, by the way. I think they asked it using Bible story books, where they would take out the stories, edit the they'd have the Torah and it was edited. So that's what they're saying. He's saying that whole concept is kfirah. Because that concept is saying you can edit out the story. So it's a story. So it's a story. Yeah. So that's true. That's a chazal. The chazal that he could have used dina, that's what it means. That the means to say that his chait was by dina, that he made the assumption that he will not be chos b'tshuva. And the truth of the matter is that he maybe would have been chos b'tshuva if he would have married dina. So you see, again, it's in line with the same idea that he wasn't just a Russia. He wasn't not dealing with just a Russia. And he could have been chos b'tshuva. But Yaakov Avinu was nanish because of that. Because of the fact that he outruled that possibility that he can't be chos b'tshuva. So you see that he wasn't stam a Russia.
That's funny.
I just want to finish off one thing. So what I wanted to explain is the pasuk that's very disturbing in the whole thing is where it says Vayom Esav Hinei Anochi Holech Lomus V'Lomas Eli Bechara. Now what's the argument there? Now what's the point? I mean, it's a difficult pasuk. So there are different pshatim there. The Rashi says that he told them about the difficulty of, you know, the difficulty in the job of being the being a chara. This is have a misa tliyimba. It's a difficult job. It's a little bit not the pshuto shel mikra, and the Ramban I think is a different. The Ramban says they say shebechol yom vayom. Who mistak in batzmo? Kasha yetsa lotzut shema yahagu achayos. V'yitachin sheyomos kodem oviv. The Ramban says the same shot, similar shot. That the whole idea of Bchor is that he's supposed to be the one that carries over. It's not just he carries. He's the mamali makom to carry on the system of avoda. So he's. So they say neinu avodos. That every day I'm in the field with the animals, I'm fighting with the animals, I can get killed. It's a dangerous job. So I may not make it. So, but to me, it's still, I mean, it seems to me, it's still not the pshuto shel mikra. Because he says, Hinei anochi holech lomos v'lomos ali b'chora. It doesn't sound like he's saying that. And besides, that would be tzidkis on his part. I mean, that would be that he's really he recognizes his own mortality and that's a godless autumn. You see, and what does it have to do with the with happening that? I mean, he could say that any day. Yeah, but what I want to say, Pshali, is that Chazal say there's a Chazal that says that he did five averis in that day. Does Rashi quote the Chazal? Chazal say Chomesh Averos Ovar Osa Rasha Bayamahu Baal Naira Marasa V'Horgas HaNefesh V'Kofar B'Tchias HaMesim. It doesn't mean Tchias, it means Hasharas HaNefesh V'Kofar B'Ikar V'Shot Esabchara. Okay, yeah, so what's the pshat? I mean, what's the pshat? What it means is, see, V'Hu Oyef Rashi is Oyef Min Ritzicha. So how do you get tired from Ritzicha? Why is Ritzicha tiring? If it's just the work, the exertion, so you can do a lot of things that are more exerting. Apparently, Esav probably knew how to do it right. So he probably didn't strain himself too much. So But what it means is the Ayefus was, see, Baal Naira Marasa and Ritzicha means that he let his energies loose. He let his desires, his instinctual life, he let loose. And Vahu Oyef means he was not successful. And and he was not satisfied. He didn't feel satisfaction. On the contrary, he felt frustration. Why, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't say why. Whether it wasn't successful, whatever it was a frustration that he experienced after the instinctual. You see? So the thing is, he was depressed, really. A depression, not a clinical depression, but a depression, normal life depression. Okay? And that was because his realm of Bechira, the nature of his realm of Bechira, allowed for such ups and downs. See, a person who's in that realm of Bechira, he has ups and downs. A person whose realm of Bechira's framework is like Yaakov Vino's, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, is on an even keel. It's a different type of existence, a different kind of existence. So this was a struggle, a moment of struggle where he experienced frustration. So when a person experiences frustration, so he feels like it's all over. What does it mean? It means he recognized his mortality, but his mortality, the recognition of the mortality, was because of the frustration. You see, when a person is unhappy, many times he's in contact with more truths than when he's happy. You see, because a person's depressed, you'll see a person's depressed will talk about himself very objectively. That I'm no good, this, that. He'll say things that if an ordinary person would say, wow, this guy's a great honor. See? But the truth of the matter is that it's not from a nevus, it's from a low in the emotions. Tomorrow will be high, and you'll think exactly the opposite. So he had v'hu oyef, means that he was in a state of frustration, and he recognized the fact that he's mortal. His mortality was very, very close to him, very, very much before his eyes. So he says v'lomozeli b'chora means that he that the value of the b'chora to him was immortality. See, what was the value of the b'chora? The value of the b'chora was that he'll be the leader, he'll have the tremendous ego expansion, and he's immortal. The avoda of the b'chora had to him, the value was his immortality. So when he was on that low, he says, "Hinei nochal chomus v'lomus al bechara." Talking about bechara now. I'm totally depressed. I mean, I see death in front of my eyes. I see that I'm just a mortal being. It has no value to me now. V'lomus al bechara. So that's why Chazal say, "Kofa b'tchias anaisim." It means that at that moment, he was hasharas anefesh was not in his mind. It was a low point where his immortality was broken, you see? And that's why the Bechorah had no appeal to him at that moment. You're not going to give him, it doesn't make any sense. It's not realistic in that moment of his framework. That's why Vayivez Esav Esav Bechorah. Because the Bezoyan was that he gave it a value. What was the value? The value was the fantasy of immortality. But the moment that fantasy was broken because of his frustration, it lost its whole value. Okay. Vayivez means he degraded it. How did he degrade it? Because he gave it a value. The value was the fantasy of immortality. That was the value. Yaakov Vina made that offer because he says, but I want to share something else. That mitoch ginuso atomakishvacho as well. Because you see, it says, michra kayomas b'chara v'yomi shavali. You see, there was nobody there. He could have denied it. He could have denied it later. What are you, if you're such a rusher, why don't you deny it? There was only the two of them there, and if you're going to say that there were more people there, you have to have a shvuah for. The shvuah was, you can't go back. That's why the pasuk says, one of the marks of a tzaddik is nishba lahara v'lo yamir. See that he wasn't such a pasha rasha. Okay.